Welcome to Ride Home Review. I'm Oliver.
And I'm Susan.
And today we saw Brisbane Arts Theatre's main house production of Shrek the Musical.
We did.
I'll let you start. What did you think?
Shrek the Musical, I think, fills a really interesting space in that it's an adaptation in much the same way as Disney will adapt some really well-known and really well-loved classics. Mm. But this DreamWorks one is different because it's not something that relies on really flashy
sets
and props and magic, which I love. You know, I'm not dissing the Disney productions.
You only need to listen to our review of Aladdin, which is also on
at the moment. But this is a very different type of musical. And the thing that I love about Shrek, and I've always loved about Shrek as a story, is that it turns the happily ever after nonsense on its head, and it turns the idea that you can fall in love with somebody just by looking at them, and that, you know, that a princess's role in life is to find a prince and get her happily ever after and all of that kind of nonsense on its head. So the story has a real charm to it, and I thought this was a really charming, funny, beautifully put together production in what is a very small theatre and presumably on quite a reasonable budget.
I've listened to the soundtrack of Shrek for a long time and have tried many a time to get you to listen to it.
Yeah. But I don't... You listen to soundtracks, I tend not to. Particularly unfamiliar ones. So it was nothing about the Shrek soundtrack in particular that put me off.
Okay. And so, because I had such in my head a familiarity with the score, it did take, I'd say maybe the first bit of the first act to go, okay, this is not what I've built up in my head, and that's a me thing, I will admit that, but the performances did win me over.
Yeah, they were really, really good, and this is obviously a community theatre, and we're looking at community theatre standards, but having said that, when you looked at the cast,
there was a con graduate.
Yeah, there are some people with a lot of real talent in there, and a huge amount of enthusiasm. There were a couple of things that didn't quite go to plan,
which
actually they managed in a way that was so funny that it could have been
planned.
It could have been scripted. We had the donkey was supposedly up a tree and
didn't fall properly.
Didn't came down limited time, which was clearly not quite how it was meant to go. But the way that they were able to handle that takes a lot of thinking on your feet. And
The script is good.
The script is good.
And within it has many a musical theatre reference for the musical theatre aficionados.
Yep.
Without it being...
An in-joke all the time.
An in-joke all the time, like something like Forbidden Broadway or Title of Show.
Yes.
That those... I love both those shows, but they are very inside baseball.
Yeah, they're preaching to the converted, that lot.
This, if you know the converts, there's a very clever next to normal reference, a slightly less clever Wicked reference, but...
Oh, yeah, but they're there.
They're there, but they're not hit you over the head.
Well, it doesn't matter if you don't get them, basically. You'll get every single thing that you went into and more. And the other thing that this works really well is a balance in bringing in new songs in a production that had a very familiar soundtrack, like the Shrek soundtrack, which was playing as we walk into the theatre, and then again after intermission,
and the end,
has some really, really well-known, well-loved
that are iconic to the Shrek, even the ones that existed before. It's like, oh, that's that song from Shrek.
Yeah, there are many a person that thinks that I'm a Believer was
or Hallelujah.
But yeah, we're written for Shrek. Yeah.
But it isn't a carbon copy of the movie, like...
No.
The Bodyguard, or...
No, it's not a carbon copy.
Dirty Dancing live on stage.
But there is way more than enough to keep an audience, because we went to a Sunday matinee that was very, very heavily stacked with families and small children. There was
more than enough to
keep them entertained.
To keep them entertained as well as the big people. So it walked a really difficult line of bringing in rabbit fingers, a children's show to a main house performance, which Disney has managed to do beautifully.
And this is DreamWorks.
And DreamWorks has now walked into that space with this one too.
And it is a great show, and the score is incredibly clever, and it's not like the Disney scores or that, where it is childlike. There's some technical brilliance in there.
Yeah, but you know, like every musical, there's your big power ballad and your comic number, all of that kind of.
I do want to highlight some of the performances in particular, that of the person playing Lord Farquaad.
Honestly, to be able to sing and dance on your knees.
That is Joshua Moore.
He must have to go home and get a truckload of physiotherapy or something, chiropractor, or to do the entire show
on his knees.
On your knees, as a short statured person, which was done really well, but dancing like that and bathing.
Bath scene.
Yeah, very, very. Oh, don't try and kill me, Carl. Stick to your lane.
Is one of the perils of doing a podcast in the car.
Well, I guess
it's part of our charm.
Yeah, we'll go with charm, and if we die, there'll be a record of my last words. And that'll probably be rude.
Probably.
Yeah, he was terrific. Really, really good. I did like our Shrek.
Our Shrek was.
That was Nathan.
Nathan Pammenter. Donkey was also great. Natalie Mead.
And I think that I liked about Shrek and Donkey is that they didn't just do the movie.
No, there was not a Scottish accent in sight.
Not a Scottish accent in sight. And that could have been woeful.
And
because if you can't maintain it,
yeah,
just don't even.
And Donkey didn't just do Eddie Murphy.
No.
It was a very different take. You could still feel Eddie Murphy, yeah, but it wasn't just someone doing a really bad Eddie Murphy impression.
Yeah.
And particularly for the parts of Shrek and Donkey, those voices from the movie are iconic.
They are, and you kind of mess with them at your peril, but then you get it wrong, and it was really well done. Very charming.
Yep. We're at U-turn corner.
Indeed. Yeah, so that means we need a rating.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, look, I'm thinking somewhere between a 4 and a 5, and I will put it at 4.25 just to annoy you.
I'm putting it at 4.5.
Okay. So you're kind of breaking your own rule?
My rule is I adjusted to a we'll accept 0.5s, but none of this 2.76 business.
Tremendous amount of fun.
Yeah.
Well done. If you're young at heart, if you're
old, if you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie.
If you like an icon.
Exactly.
Or a princess.
Or like an onion.
Or an onion, yes. They have
layers.
Yes, they do. Really, really worth a look. Our next thing will be on Thursday, where we're going to the opening night of... what are they doing in Art Centre? 39 Steps?
Oh, you mean...
At Queensland Theatre.
Very different theatres.
Yeah, 39 Steps at the Cremorne, and then there'll be something else sometime soon.
Yep.
Yeah. So
give us a like on Instagram. We are at Ride Home Review. We still haven't set up that Twitter or Facebook, but we will.
Since we shit Lone Ranger, if you were going to do it.
I never said that.
Anyway. Follow us, like us.
Check us out on iTunes. Do all the normal stuff.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.